From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting, and now there are three. Florida Senator Marco Rubio lost a primary election bid in his home state of Florida today. He told a cheering crowd that he will be suspending his candidacy to become the Republican candidate for the U.S. presidency.
While it is not God's plan that I be president in 2016 or maybe ever, and while today my campaign is suspended, the fact that I've even come this far is evidence of how special America truly is. And all the reason more why we must do all we can to ensure that this nation remains a special place.
The victor in Florida was businessman Donald Trump, who is also making strong showings in three other states that held their primaries Tuesday. A fourth state, Ohio, U.S. networks are projecting that the state's governor, John Kasich, has beaten Trump. Voters in Illinois, Missouri, and North Carolina also went to the polls. On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton is the projected winner in Ohio, Florida, and North Carolina. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry heads to Moscow next week. He will go there to talk with Russian President Vladimir Putin about Russia's troop withdrawal from Syria and the prospects for peace in that country. The top U.S. diplomat said lasting peace will be impossible without a transition from the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. South Sudan is cutting the number of its staff at its embassies around the world. That because of economic troubles stemming from that country's two-year-long civil war. The foreign minister denied reports that South Sudan will close 10 diplomatic missions. He acknowledged that his government has delayed paying rents for some of its embassies. This is VOA News.